Hello everyone, welcome to our column, What's New This Month? This is Crystal. In the past June, on copyright and anti-unfair competition side, judgment pronounced on infringement case involving fanfiction. Recently, the Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court made a final judgment on the case of Jin Yong, lined author of Chinese martial arts epics, who sued author Jiang Nan's fan work, Ci Jian de Shao Nian, The Boy Here,indicating that the alleged infringement constituted copyright infringement and unfair competition respectively. The court ordered Jiang Nan, the author of The Boy Here, to pay 1.88 million Chinese yuan in compensation, and the two related companies shall bear joint and several liabilities of 330,000 Chinese yuan. The second instance court, Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court, held that the plots of The Boy Here,in addition to a small number of similar elements, had differences in the clues and events to promote the development of the story, scene design and arrangement, as well as internal logical and causal relationship, and the specific details and the story outline thus did not constitute a substantial similarity. However, on the whole, the group portraits of more than 60 characters,such as Guo Jin, Huang Rong, Qiao Feng, and Lin Huchong, are the reflection of the choice and arrangement of Jin Yong in the names, personality features, character relationships, and the backgrounds of the characters, which can be determined as sufficiently described and specific enough to form a structure with strong logical connections among the internal elements that fall into the protection scope of expression in copyright law.The names of most of the characters, the personalities and the relationships of the main characters in The Boy Here were similar to those of Jin Yong's novels, which constituted plagiarism and infringed the copyright of the works involved, and the corresponding civil liability should be borne according to law. At the same time, considering that The Boy Here had the same or similar character names, personalities, relationships as those in the four works,The Legend of the Condor Heroes, The Demi-Gods, The Semi-Evils, The Smiling Proud Wonder, and The Return of the Condor Heroes, were different in plot and belong to the same categories of literary works and the readership. The court did not order the defendant to stop the infringement on the premise of taking other alternative measures, including making adequate, practical, and comprehensive compensation or paying for the economic losses,to meet the diverse needs of readers, balance the interests of all parties, and promote the development and prosperity of the culture industry. Meanwhile, the court also clearly indicated that if The Boy Here needs to be republished, it should pay economic compensation to the right holders of the above-mentioned four works based on the proportion of the elements used in the book. The financial compensation shall be paid at 30% of the royalties from its republication.The first unfair competition case involving use mode nationwide concluded. Recently, the Court of Binhai New Area of Tianjin Municipality concluded the nation's first unfair competition case involving use mode according to law, determining that the software and advertisement removing tool operated by the defendant, a company in Beijing, constituted unfair competition,by guiding users to block use mode on audio and video and the live broadcasting platform, and ordered the defendant to compensate the plaintiff, Tencent Company, 3 million Chinese yuan for economic losses. The use mode in the plaintiff's apps, Tencent Video and Tencent Now Live, allocates high-quality content suitable for juveniles, sets restrictions on social and consumption functions, such as recharge, hates, and gift-giving,as well as anti-addiction mechanism to enable the guardians to set use period and duration limit by setting a password. The defendant's app and advertisement removing tool, operated by a Beijing company, attracted the users with ad blocking and automatically skipped the advertisement of launch page as a selling point, took the function of automatically closing use mode pops up as one of their member privileges,guided users to use such function by claiming free for a limited time, resulting that users in a number of network, audio and video platforms skip or block the pop-up window of use mode. This not only violates the service agreement of Tencent's products, but also makes the high-quality content filtered for the juveniles unable to be effectively disseminated, then leave the use mode useless. The court held that the accused act, in a sense, has obstructed and destroyed the normal operation of others' networking products and services in order to obtain economic benefits on the grounds of technological neutrality, which not only violated the relevant laws and regulations on the protection of juveniles and the guidance of relevant regulatory authorities, but also damaged the competing interests of other operators, the legitimate rights and interests of consumers. Thus, unfair competition is established and above judgment is made. IP-related statistics. IP5 Statistics Report 2021 edition released. The IP5 Statistics Report is jointly produced by the IP5 offices, which consist of the European Patent Office, the Japan Patent Office, the Korean Intellectual Property Office, the China National Intellectual Property Administration, and the United States Patent and Trademark Office, along with the support of International Bureau of the World Intellectual Property Organization. The main content of the report includes the following four parts. First, the introduction of IP5 offices, which focuses on their latest development and relevant data. The second is worldwide patenting activity, including global invention patent applications, grants, flows of patent applications between IP5 offices and patent families. The third is the patent activities at IP5 offices, showing the latest patent activities at five offices by comparing the patent applications and the authorization data in 2020 and 2021. The final part is the introduction of the latest development of patent activities by PCT at IP5 offices. CNIPA released a work report on the progress on assistance in intellectual property protection 2022. Recently, China National Intellectual Property Administration released a work report on the progress of assistance in intellectual property rights protection in 2022. The report pointed out that in 2022, the website of China Intellectual Property Rights Protection Assistance was viewed more than 3 million times, up by 33.1%. China's IP rights protection assistance agencies handled more than 71,000 cases seeking IP rights protection assistance, including 32,000 from micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, provided consulting and guidance services for 46,000 times, organized more than 2,400 public benefit IP protection seminars and training sessions, provided 11,000 comments for IP infringement judgments, provided IP analysis and early warnings for 618 times, provided on-site and other rights protection assistance services for 309 times. By the end of 2022, there were more than 2,000 assistance agencies in China, of which 28 provinces had established three-level assistance at the provincial, municipal, and county levels, and 16 provinces had realized the full coverage of such assistance at the local and municipal levels. More than 900 universities and social organizations, 7,000 volunteers, and 10,000 experts have participated in IP rights protection assistance services. 2022 CNIPA annual report released. On patent side, in 2022, the number of China's invention patent application totaling 1.619 million, up by 2.1% year-on-year. China's utility model patent applications totaling 2.951 million, up by 3.5% year-on-year. China's design patent applications were 795,000, dropped by 1.4%. In 2022, a total of 798,000 invention patents were granted, up by 14.7% year-on-year. A total of 2.804 million utility model patents were granted, down by 10.1% year-on-year. And 721,000 design patents were granted, down by 8.2% year-on-year. Xing IPA accepted 74,000 international patent applications submitted through PCT, up by 1.4% year-on-year, completed 78,000 international search reports, a year-on-year drop of 0.7%. There were 106,000 PCT international applications entered the China national stage, decreased by 1.2% year-on-year, including 105,000 invention patent applications and 746 utility model patent applications. Chinese applicants submitted 1,286 applications for the international registration of designs through the Hague Agreement. The number of the international design registration applications entered China after the publication was 607. Xing IPA accepted 105,000 patent re-examination requests, up by 38.1% year-on-year. The average period of concluding a re-examination case was 17.2 months. A total of 7,095 patent invalidation requests were accepted, down by 7% year-on-year, with 7,879 were closed, up by 11.5% year-on-year. The average period of concluding a patent invalidation request was 5.7 months. Among the concluded invalidation cases, for invention patent, 27.9% were totally invalidated, 15.4% were partially invalidated, and 56.7% were maintained. For utility model patent, 41.4% were totally invalidated, 18.7% were partially invalidated, and 39.9% were maintained. For design patent, 53.8% were totally invalidated, 1.4% were partially invalidated, and 44.8% were maintained. On trademark side, the number of trademark registration applications in China reduced 20.5% to 7.516 million. A total of 7.056 million trademark applications were examined, dropped by 33.2% year-on-year. The number of registered trademarks was 6.177 million, marking a 20.2% decrease. For the trademark registration examination in 2022, preliminary approval accounted for 52%, partial rejection and rejection accounted for 15.4% and 33.6% respectively. A total of 5,827 applications for Madrid International Trademark Registration were filed by Chinese applicants. The top 10 contracting parties that are designated by Chinese applicants are the United States, Russia, Japan, the United Kingdom, Indonesia, South Korea, Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, and the European Union. A total of 25,000 Madrid International Trademark Registration Extension applications designating China filed by foreign applicants were received. A total of 146,000 trademark opposition requests were filed, with 17.2% decrease year-on-year. The established opposition cases took 45.1% of the cases, partially established took 11.8%, and non-established took 43.1%. Malaysia's registration had been effectively contained in the opposition procedure. There were 423,000 accepted trademark review cases, with a downtrend of 10.6% year-on-year. Among them, there were 332,000 cases involving the review on the rejection, and 91,000 were the complicated cases. Among the concluded review cases on the rejection for the trademark application, totally rejected, partially rejected, and preliminary determined took 65.8%, 10.9%, and 23.3% respectively. For the concluded invalidation cases, totally invalidated, partially invalidated, and maintained valid took 62.1%, 12.9%, and 25% respectively. For the trademark cancellation cases, totally cancelled, partially cancelled, and maintained valid took 49%, 33.8%, and 17.2% respectively. For the review on rejection cases, not approved for registration, partially not approved for registration, and approved for registration took 67.9%, 21.1%, and 11% respectively. On integrated circuit layout design side, a total of 14,000 registration applications for integrated circuit layout design were received, down by 29.2% year-on-year. A total of 9,106 certificates were issued, a year-on-year decrease of 30.4%. That's all for this month. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.